May 19th, Wednesday. How does Satan use scars to deceive believers and lead them to immerse themselves in or obsess over matters other than the gospel? On the cross, Jesus Christ solved all the fundamental problems of life. Still, there are times when people don't believe in that fact and just do their utmost to survive. That's why it's vital for people to know the point when they become often and easily scarred. If you can spiritually interpret someone by looking at his or her home atmosphere and the background of his or her growth, that important information will become the content of a witness. The meaning of Passover, Numbers chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. Let the people of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you shall keep it at its appointed time. According to all its statutes and all its rules, you shall keep it. God has given you the gospel. He has also called you as a witness of your family and family line, and as a witness to save your workplace and church. God, who helped the children of Israel think about the meaning of Passover, is doing that for you now. How do you think He's doing that? Number 1. Deeply imprint the gospel into your painful scars. The Israelites' path ahead was blocked by the Red Sea, and Egyptian soldiers chased them from behind. It seemed as if their harsh life in the wilderness would never end. Resentment arose in their hearts, complaints erupted. They chose unbelief, and their scars deepened and hardened. However, God revealed an answer to those Israelites suffering from those scars. Through the Passover event, the Israelites experienced the solution of only gospel. Number 2. Witnesses who are rooted and possess the nature of the gospel. There are many people with scars. If they can hold on to the gospel and find God's will in their weaknesses, mistakes, and painful experiences, scars will become a springboard. However, if they fall victim to their scars, they'll be bound by fate. That's why you must set apart time to meditate on the gospel. Through that time, the gospel will take root in your soul, and your nature will change to enjoy God's kingdom. God, who has called you as a witness, is training you to see spiritual facts no matter what the environment or circumstances may be. Even today, keep in mind that you are on the path of a witness who is imprinted, rooted, and possesses the nature of the gospel. Dear God, thank you for giving me an important covenant in life today. Through Jesus Christ, who is complete, help me live this day by being imprinted, rooted, and possessing the nature of the gospel. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.